Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Thank you, Shims. Siad Eliezer Shimon and Eliezer Shimon.
Yes! Let's go! What a start to Seder Musar.
David, Eitan, and Yehuda. What's the last name, Yehuda?
Weiss.
From where, Yehuda?
Boca.
Fantastic.
Boca.
Eitan, where is your family from? Boca also. Fantastic. And David, I know. Excellent. Yisrael, there are two things on the parasha that I wanna study now. The first thing I want to study is I want to study something about Shabbos Kodesh. We're coming, Akiva, directly from a beautiful... I thought Shabbos was beautiful. What did you think, Keeks? I thought it was really special and warm and inviting. And I want to read a pasuk in this week's parasha, Yosef, about Shabbos Kodesh. And the pasuk says, it's talking about when we blow shofar. We blew chatzetzros, these horns. And it says, v'yoyim simchasrem, on the days of your simcha, uv'mayadechem, and your mayadim, and on Rosh Chodesh, blow chatzetzros. You blow these horns on Rosh Chodesh. On Mayadechem is Mayadim, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, and V'yayim Simchasrem. When are your happy days? What does that refer to? It says three times that you blow Chatzaitzis, Rosh Chodesh, Mayadechem, Mayed. Mayed is Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, V'yayim Simchasrem, on your happy day.
Should we get out?
We're not going to get inside. On your happy day, blow the horns. What's your happy day?
Didn't hurt to ask.
Says the Sefri Akiva, what is your happy day? The pasuk's vague. It says three times to blow horns. Rosh Chodesh, Yom Tov, Mayadechem. Mayad's a time of close. Mayad means it's called the Vad, when people come together, Mayadechem. The Mayad, the time we get close to Hashem. So Rosh Chodesh, Mayad, and the third time you should blow horns is Yom Simchaschem. Your happy days. When is that? Does anybody know? What's it referring to? It's the first one. It says, blow the horns on your happy day, your Mayadim, and your Rosh Chodesh. What's your happy day, Shimon? Yehuda, I'm proud of you. The Sifri says, like you, the Shabbos.
Yo!
Your happy day means Shabbos. Now, I want to explain it, Yehuda. Yehuda, I like real things. Why is Shabbos called your happy day? It's weird. Yom Tov is a mitzvah d'oraisa to be happy. V'samachta b'chagecha. Shabbos, there's no mitzvah. I never saw a mitzvah in the Torah to be happy. And the Sifri is Tanoim. It's this, the Tanoim say, your happy day, Yom Simchaschem, your freilach day, your happy day, says the Sifri Zeh Shabbos Kodesh. Why is Shabbos called your happy day? Where's the source? What about it is a happy day? Shabbos is called your happy day. Fact. Why is Shabbos? There's no even... Yom Tov would be called your happy day. I'd understand. There's a mitzvah to be happy. But Yom Tov's not told your happy day. The day that's called Yom Simchaschem, Yehuda Weiss and the Sifri say that Shabbos Kodesh. I don't like pretend, Yehuda. And I don't want to pretend, guys, that people who struggle with Shabbos. And yet the Torah calls it your happy day. What is that? I'm not a forced chill. What is that? What's the possibility of Shabbos? Akiva, I want you to hear this. Then for the second thing, do the phone. For the first one, Akiva, I'm mamish because we were just talking about Shabbos, Akiva. Why is Shabbos called your happy day? Well, the pasuk in Parashas Baloischa says, "V'yoyim simchaschem on your simcha dekadei Yisrael." Says this if the Torah doesn't say, "Blow horns on your happy day." Says this if free. You know, your happy day is Shabbos Kodesh. I hear. What is that? What's that called? Your happy day.
We don't find that Shabbos
is like such. This is such a fascinating thing. There's Oineg. Revezi says the mitzvah.
So what is that?
The to have pleasures on Shabbos.
Well, why would
maybe
that?
Maybe that's nice. That's a good question. Rebbezi says, since there's a mitzvah to have pleasures,
I'm just asking.
Right, possibly, I'm asking, why is Shabbos called the happy day? What is it about Shabbos? This is the happy day. What do you say? It's true. It's menucha. It's funny. Tranquility, it says, because you don't do malacha, so there's tranquility for sure. It calls it a yom menucha, a day of tranquility. Peaceful was a great word.
You don't have to work at all, so you can just be present.
So what you're both saying is completely true, and very much associated with menucha and perhaps with simcha. I want to express something about Shabbos that I saw Mefarshim say, why the Yom Simchaschem is their Shabbos Kodesh. Sifri is Tanoim Ari. So interesting that Shabbos is called your happy day. Yom Simchaschem. Huh? Isn't that interesting? Fascinating. Avram says, why do you even say the day? U'b'Shabbos blo chatzoyseres. It wants to call Shabbos Yom Simchaschem, your happy day. Why is Shabbos called your happy day? So being a Levi, I'm a Levi, so I want to specifically see it through a certain lens. Us Leviim would sing songs in the Beis HaMikdash. I'm going to get to that in a few minutes, you'll hear. But Leviim sang, and not I'm going to sing, but I'm going to get to it.
Sing. Sing. Do your Kiddush, right?
I want to express Leviim sing a song. What? Are you a Levi?
No.
You should be. You sing beautiful. David's a Levi. David's a fellow Levite. Me and Dave are Leviim. Who else here is a Levi? Any other Leviim here? Shims? Booty? Maishi's here. Avi Beiler's a lady. Avi Yena.
Avi Yena.
I'm asking Maish. Hootie here also? I want Hootie to hear this.
Hootie just left. Hootie.
God, let him be. That's a good question. Fair. I don't know the answer. Fair. Like, legitimate question. What we're asking, Chavra Maish, what I'm asking is that in the parasha, Parashas Balaisa, it says 3 days to blow horns, to blow chatzaitzis. It says on Rosh Chodesh, Moyadechim's on Moyed, Pesach Shavuot Sukkos, and it says Yom Simchaschem on your happy days. Blow the shofar, blow chatz on your happy days. What's your happy days? See, Yehuda Weiss was mechaven to the Sifri. I want you to hear this. It says, Gabe, 3 days you're supposed to blow horns. Rosh Chodesh, Mayadechem on Yom Tov, on your Mayed. And the third day you should blow horns is B'yayim Simchaschem on your happy day. What's that? What's your happy day? Says the Sifri, your happy day is Shabbos Chodesh. B'yayim Simchaschem, your happy day. The Pasuk, blow horns. Says it's a free Shabbos. I asked the Chavra, why is that the happy day? It's funny. Yom Tov, there's a mitzvah d'oraisa v'samachta b'chagecha. There's no in Simcha. Rav Ezi correctly pointed out, there's a mitzvah of oinig, to have pleasures. It's interesting, that's called your happy day. Oinig's gishmak. The Chavra said, Eitan pointed out that it's a day of tranquility. You don't do malacha. There's a tranquility in that I hear. Why is Shabbos Kodesh called your happy day? So I want to suggest as follows. If I could suggest as follows, Avram, that the Leviim sing a song on Shabbos Kodesh, and we define every single day. It's very fascinating that the song of Shabbos doesn't speak about Shabbos. Mizmar Shir L'Yayim HaShabbos, the song of Shabbos doesn't mention Shabbos, but obviously us Leviim are saying the pnimius of Shabbos. We're saying the deepest space of Shabbos. And the song of Shabbos is Tov L'Hoydos L'Hashem. It's good to thank Hashem. And I'd like to express that what the Mefarshim explain, and just simple pshat, the song of Shabbos is it's good to thank Hashem. I'd like to express that the mitzius of Shabbos, the essence of Shabbos, is that space that a person perceives Hashem's goodness. All week, we live in a space of a lot of frustration, of seeing all different things that happen, and there's good things, difficult things, and good things. That's the whole week. Shabbos is a space that a person could perceive that everything's for the good. That's the essence of Shabbos. Toiv lahaydais l'Hashem, it is good to thank Hashem, is the space called Shabbos. That was the song of Shabbos, is see the goodness of Hashem. Experience the goodness of Hashem. Thank Hashem. And Shabbos is the possibility. It doesn't mean this is automatic. I said, Shabbos, I was upset at God. It means the possibility of Shabbos is an awareness of Hashem. Awareness of Hashem means that one can easier come to places, not automatic, easier, it's a space. Somebody could be anywhere and ignore the reality of the space. Mm. The space of Shabbos is that possibility of seeing Hashem's mamash with me in a good way. Now, all week, what do you mean, I have frustrations? Where are you? Why? Somehow on Shabbos, it's easier to plug into a space that Hashem is, Hashem mamish is, Hashem's kindness. I can experience and see that the deepest space of all, kol man da'avir rachmana l'tavavid, whatever's happening is for the good, it's easier to come to that space on Shabbos Kodesh, a journey. But that's the possibility of Shabbos, is a deep awareness of Hashem, and I can experience Him. What does it mean to experience Hashem? To see the deep-seated goodness. All week I'm struggling, I don't get it. And Shabbos, a person can feel the goodness of Hashem. Perhaps that's the source. Reb Shimshon Pinkus, who had a unique attachment to Shabbos Kodesh. He was Rifarkas, his Rebbe. He was a big, big tzaddik, Reb Pinkus, and Reb Farkas was zeicher to be extremely close to him. And Reb Pinkus, he had a unique and incredible attachment to Shabbos Kodesh. He was a yid who all week didn't eat much, like the Ribnitzer Rebbe. He didn't eat much at all week. On Shabbos, he would go all out. People would go with him on a shopping trip for Shabbos, would describe like a tremendous aliyah, tremendous elevation. His relationship to Shabbos was otherworldly. People would describe new energy that Reb Pinkus would get on Shabbos, a vitality that was like, whoa, he was like on fire, a person just... There was a tremendous energy to Reb Pinkus on Shabbos. I would advise, it's in English, they printed Reb Pinkus, your cousin, I didn't know that. How's he your cousin?
Great. His mother is my great-grandmother.
He's
my grandmother's first
cousin.
My grandmother's first cousin.
That's cool. That's very cool. Which grandmother, Rivignona? Mother, that's very cool. What's mother's mother? That's, I didn't realize that. So Reb Pinkus had his aunt, he has a sefer about Shabbos Kodesh. I believe the yeshiva has it. We for sure used to have it. And it writes there at the end of the sefer, people recount Reb Pinkus' own connection to Shabbos, which was magical. He had a tremendous fire to Shabbos. Reb Pinkus claims that the Yom Simchaschem, the reason Shabbos is called your happy day, is because the space that we chap, Hashem has my back, and things I went through are for good. We can't always articulate it, and I don't pretend that, oh, Shabbos, I just... Automatic, there's the possibility. That's what it means to be close. That's what it means to really have perceptions and clarity. Us Levim sing on Shabbos. Mizmar Shir L'Yom HaShabbos, Toiv Lahaydais Hashem. It's good to thank Hashem, because on Shabbos is that space that there's more awareness of the goodness of Hashem and the kindness of Hashem. So Reb Pinkus claims that's why it's called your happy day. On the day that you recognize and see that the challenges of life, the difficulties, somehow a yid maybe even just senses it if they can't articulate it. Perhaps the neshama, and we want to get it to our whole experience, but we could sense that Hashem is working with us. That's beyond Simchaschem from Reb Pinkus. I want to share the possibility of Shabbos. And certainly it's our task, and we keep the halacha, helps us, but there's a deep, deep space that Shabbos could be. One of the spaces of Shabbos is a deep awareness of the goodness of Hashem, and my journey is l'tayvasi, for my benefit. It's something that's hard to articulate. We're all human and have a lot of questions. I don't get you, Hashem. Why does this one suffer this way? Why does that one suffer? I don't get you, Hashem. Shabbos is a day that a person could understand. It does not necessarily mean intellectually, though we want to understand. It might just be sensing. I don't know. I just feel like you're taking me. I don't fully, I can't explain it, but I have a sense that you're taking us and leading us right. That's the deepest space of Shabbos Kodesh, that is. It's. I think if somebody studied the yeshiva, I think Friday night is the most fascinating phenomenon. It's not a normal thing. I don't think anybody could give me like a rational reason, and I've tried, and you could say things. We're here all week. Friday night, there's something in the air. It's like, what's happening? There's a buzz and an excitement. It's unusual. It's weird. And somebody could say pshatim, could say ideas. To me, it's obvious that the neshama feels something. You could ask, why here, why not? The Shabbos is specifically beautiful here. It's also a very organic environment. When things are set up and contrived, so it's hard to feel anything. Because people are trained, do this, say this. When I always like Shabbos, I feel Shabbos more than ever in my life here. It's a very environment where there's actually space to experience things. You can analyze it. There's a buzz here. The neshama feels something. Now, to put into words, to experience, there's a guy in yeshiva went to rehab, and the therapist told me rehab. He called me up. The therapist said to him that we don't know. We've never seen anything like it. On weekends, you're different. What happens? We're trying to figure you out. We're talking about it. The weekends, you're different. Shabbos hit somewhere in the yib. The neshama senses, if guys would play in the Beis HaMikdash and know nothing, they would feel something in the Mikdash, I promise. Now, with their conscious soul, depends how worked on they are, how the Beis HaMikdash is a space. Shabbos and the Beis HaMikdash are the same things. Shalosh Chodesh is the Kodesh Kodashim. Shalosh Chodesh, so if you're somewhat present person, you could feel something at Shalosh Chodesh. Shalosh Chodesh is my favorite time of Shabbos, it's wild. You're in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. You're mamish in the holiest space, and a person can experience something and have realizations and understandings. I don't like preparing. I try to prepare most speeches I give. I try not always succeed. I try. Shalashuddis is the shiur. When I got Eretz Yisroel, we have a gorgeous Shabbos. I prepare hours all the shiurim. I don't prepare Shalashuddis because I just want to be there. Whatever happens, don't prepare. Just let it go, let it go, let it go. Shalosh Chodesh is different. Just be present to the moment and let it go. Whatever comes, let it go. And this nekuda of Shabbos Kodesh, that it's a space. Shabbos is a very, very deep space. The space that a yid could come to like a deep comfort that I'm being led, that Hashem's taking care of me. I can't even articulate, and all week I'm sitting there frustrated. I don't get you, Hashem. What are you doing? Why the pain? Why the difficulties? Somehow Shabbos is shaykh. Doesn't mean it's automatic, and nobody should beat themselves up. Let's say on Shabbos I don't feel. Doesn't mean, and first of all, maybe there's a little space, maybe a drip, maybe it's dulled slightly. I'm not here to, so a guy beats himself up. If on Shabbos he's still sad, no. There's a space called Shabbos. Of course, we could struggle to enter the Pnimius. And sometimes the ones who are most shy to it, it's a battle. That's normal, and nobody has to, there's no beating up on it. I'm describing the possibility of Shabbos. What entering in like a meaningful, deep way, us Levim would sing this, Tov Lo Hodes L'Hashem. Shabbos, you could be in such a space, Mamash Tank Hashem, Mamash. That's why Reb Pinkus said it's called Yom Simchas Chem, your happy day. Because the day when you're in that space, all the difficulties and challenges have the possibility of melting. Reb Volba says on his Rebbe, had such an attachment to Shabbos, he says he physically was unrecognizable. He had come to learn by his Rebbe during the week. Shabbos, he saw a different yid in front. He said, who is that? And it was his Rebbe. He didn't physically recognize him. Reb Yerucham. He didn't physically recognize him. It was Shabbos. Remarkably, Reb Volba was not an exaggerator. He was very exact, measured in his words, very. He said he didn't recognize his Rebbe on Shabbos, to the point that when he first came, he asked a friend, who's the guy in the front? looked at me. There's a Shabbos
two
has
and a half
that.
Years old.
What?
I'm 2.5 years old today.
Yeah, he would count his age based on when he met his Rebbe. Feel like he was born that day. He would count his age and his life from the day he met his Rebbe. That was the first thing I wanted to share with the Chevra about Shabbos. I like studying sugyas of Shabbos. I'm saying it, I ask you to have your own experience. Levium did sing that. So I want to express, it's good to know what's the possibility of Shabbos. There are other aspects to Shabbos. Anybody reads the Nesiva Shalom, there's a deep world called Shabbos. You can imagine you enter a space that's called the Mikdash. What the Beis HaMikdash is in place, Shabbos is in time. You enter the Mikdash, you're going in somewhere. There's, what do you say?
Also a cousin.
Oh, the Nesiva Shalom, I know. So you enter, the Nesiva Shalom, who speaks a lot about Shabbos, I wanted the Chevra to know this Bechina, this aspect of Shabbos, that it's a space where a person easier can feel and experience the kindness of Hashem, and easier feel that Hashem, we're being well led, and even things that I don't understand, I can have a certain comfort. Sense Hashem, I'm in good hands, He's taking me, and I need it, and it's L'tay Vasi. So then, if that's the experience of Shabbos, I can call that Yom Simchas Chem, your happy day. That's the first thing I wanted to share with the Chevra. Gabe, can you come here for a minute with the guitar?
Oh boy, he's coming with the guitar.
With the guitar. Could I ask you a favor? Eitan came for Shabbos. David came, Yehuda came, and they got no music yet. When did you guys come, Yehuda? What? Did you get to? You didn't hear Gabe. He wasn't here Thursday night.
He lives in East Boca too.
And he's a Boca guy, and they didn't hear him yet. That would be so weird. I don't want to be weird. Your fellow Boca guys, you didn't get to hear him yet.
Weird.
We were being weird. We stopped being weird.
How's the voice? It's tired. You're tired. I want to do on this one your song. There's a song about the broken, like a beautiful brokenness. It sounds very Shabbistic, because even what's broken, but we're there's something. There's a that's what sounds to me. Come. Maisha, should come to this. Because they, thank you, dear.
Wait, Maisha, aren't you late? Get in there, lady. You got an old door?
We're going to talk about that in a few minutes.
Let's go.
That was the second one.
Shattered glass. All I had is ash and dust. My haunted path. Surrounded by broken hearts, oh, but I know I don't have to be whole. Oh, I know I have a soul. So human, perfectly broken. Human, so human, beautifully broken. Everyone has flaws. We all have our faults. Because we don't mean we don't deserve to be loved. Oh, we don't have to be whole. Oh, because we know we all have a soul. So human. rising from the ashes, rebuilding from the dust. It's okay to be human, we are enough. Human, so human, perfect.
Which one do you want? Eitan, listen to this one. Yehuda. One more. Yehuda, listen to this one. David, check this one out. Like joining in when you're
I heard you happy. You moved out to college away from town. It's kind of crazy the way it all works out. We didn't grow up in the same house, but we're brothers. So I want to tell you about something crazy that I found. It might be useless, I might sound stupid, 'cause I can't prove it, but I need to tell you. God, and knows your name, and he knows your heart, and he feels your pain. Oh, I wish that it was something I could explain. I can't, but I need to say, there's a God, and knows your name, and he knows your heart, and he feels your pain. Oh, you might not believe me, but either way, I promise heaven knows your name. Oh, do you ever feel that spark that is burning in your heart? Does it guide you when you're in the dark? Wonder if there's more to life, if there's an answer to the great big why. I believe that there is truth to find. It might be useless, I might sound stupid, 'cause I can't prove, but I need to tell you that there's a God, and knows your name, and he knows your heart, and feels your pain. Oh, I wish that it was something I could explain. I can't, but I need to say, there's a God, and knows your name, and he knows your heart, and he feels your pain. Oh, you might not believe me, but either way, I promise heaven knows your name. I hope that you hear this song and one day you sing along.
together they'll say, there's a God and he knows my name and he knows my heart and feels my pain. And it's not something I need to explain. Oh, I just want to say, there's a God and knows my name and he knows my heart and feels the pain. Oh, I've waited all my life to say that heaven knows my name. Heaven knows my name. Heaven knows my name. I've waited all my life to say, heaven knows my name.
Let's go.
Thank you, both.
Thank you so much.
How good was that, Avram?
Yo, Avram in the house.
Avram enjoyed it, Gabe. I wanna share one more thing. I wanna share one more thing, then we'll talk about the schedule today. I wanna share something. When we read the parasha, bring yourself to the story. Don't forget your stuff when you're mavised, when you read the parasha, and you'll see different years, different periods of your life, Beej, different things will hit you. And a pasuk in Balaischal, I jumped off the page this year. There's a long sugya, Rashi, a Ramban. I'm not going to go into all the details because I frankly don't want to hold the guy so long. Once we could learn it. But I want to bring out a specific point, Avram. In Parashas Balaischal, we know the Levium, us Levites, had jobs. And I'm looking at Avram, is so strong. The Levium, we carried things in the desert. But the Psukim say, tell the Levium that from 20 years of age, miben chamesh v'esim shana, from 25 years, they should come into the avoid of the Almayit to carry things. Remember, we were carrying the Mishkan through the desert. It was heavy. And we were moving, and us Levium deconstructed the Mishkan and carried the heavy Mishkan through the desert. Miben chamishim shana, but at 50 years old, you stop. Yashuv mitzvah avoid of lo yavayda. You're not allowed. 50 years old, you stop. Now, when I read this pasuk, my wife and I have a long. I am 51 years old. I am a Levi. And I'm reading the pasuk that at 50 years old, the Levi stops. He no longer does this.
No.
Now the pasuk, I want to bring something out. I want to bring something out. So the pasuk says, "Vishari says Echa ba'ayil mayid." He changes roles and he serves his brother in the ayil mayid. Lishmar mishmeres va'avoid the layavid. He guards, but he doesn't do the avoda. So you shall do to the Levium. So Rashi says, what job does he go to? He switches roles. Says Rashi. Rashi says, different. Avol chayzel ne'ila sharim. He guards the doors. He closes the doors and guards the doors. He becomes a guard in the Mishkan or Beis Hamikdash. Lashir, he gets to sing. He could sing. Vilitay nagalis, and to load up the wagons. And he coaches his brothers. He becomes like an advisor to the younger Levim. Yes. So I was reading this, and it's machlaikas the Ramban and Rashi, exactly what job he leaves and what job he comes to. But I was reading these psukim, and I want to share something that hit. I think it was relevant to my own things I think about. And I think it's very relevant to guys in transition. And I want to say this not as an excuse not to feel. I can only imagine the Levi hanging up the cleats, where he's retired from a certain job that's got to be hard. I don't like this. Don't worry, cry. Cry for what you... Void is real, and missing something is real. I don't want to be a pretend person. I don't want to say, there's always other things. No. We're allowed to mourn and grieve that which we lose. we don't know yet. Avram and I have been talking. Is he going to cut Pashtus? He's going to a Fisher's yeshiva. And there's what okay. There's what to miss on Sunday. And I'm not saying this in a way to like mitigate a sadness of departure. That's real. I am speaking that there are different stages, different ages, and different things to engage. My wife and I speak about this in terms, it's interesting, I'm watching guys in yeshiva play sports, Avram, and I once liked a lot and wanted to run with the chevron. We went to the tournament at the NERC, different things came up, and there wasn't the slot for me, but it also wasn't as easy to run in the heat. And I want to express that there's different avoidas for different stages for every person. And something moves me about Levium, that at a certain age, the certain physical labor wasn't their task, but they had other labor they were designed for. They went to the shir, to the music. They went to guard the doors. They went to advise and instruct and coach other Levium. It's always funny to me how a guy retires. I remember there was a baseball player who was known as a very old player. He was a second baseman. He was an older guy. He retired and became a manager, and all of a sudden he was a very young manager. It was funny, in a minute he became young. I've said as a chatzi joke, when my friends have children, I say, you just became young. Yesterday you were a middle-aged parent. Now you're a very young grandparent. As much as it's a joke, there's avoida for every stage. Mm-hmm. And I'm moved at Levium at 50, layavid oy, that's not your task, it's a different task I have for you. I have watched people not just age gracefully, but find new roles and different roles for different tkufas of their life. And I'm moved by that. You're designed for things. And the pasuk like hits home, lo yavid oid, 50, you're at, whoa. But then, v'sharis es'echa b'yamayid, there's a job for you. That's not your task. This is your task. Finding the task of now, finding the job of now, finding the avayid of now, there's an avayid for now. There's a now avayid in life. I'm not speaking about not grieving or missing or celebrating what was, that's valuable, that's worthwhile. But I'm also talking about embracing that's an avayid of now. And I moved it to Machlaikis, the Ramban and Rashi, exact, what their new avayid of Levim were over 50. But it's cool, there's jobs and tasks for every age, for every stage. I love when people nail the grandparent role, I like it. They're not just, and a person could miss and talk about what was, and it's worthy of reminiscing, of celebrating, and it's eternal, yesterday's job. But there's a job of today. I love people that nail the roles of today, the tafkid of today, the opportunity of today. Today presents a job. So I love in the psukim, that's not your job anymore. There's a different job that you have now. It's interesting. Eitan Lubavitcher Rebbe was fire against the word retiring. Fire. He despised the word retire, to retire. He said, you never wait for death. He didn't let, people were close to the Rebbe, never retired. They found a job of then. If the guy was a physical laborer, he didn't let you, he didn't like quit your job and then you'll find what to do. No way. The guy already put into place, some of his guys learned, they became coil guys. But the day they missed, stopped this job, they had a different job. There's a task of now. There's a task, there's something you can help. I happen to appreciate a lot when I see people take grandparenting seriously. I like love people. You see people who nail it. They're grandparents. But their mamish nailed it. There's jobs of now. The Rebbe, I hope, Avez Hashem, we'll nail it together, Avez Hashem. But there's tasks of now, and I just see in this Levi, we're Layavayid, oi, don't do this job. So first when I read that Pasuk, I was like, shoot, 50-year-old, stop. I have my own like rebelliousness against oldness, And I'm not talking that everybody should keep koiches to keep fresh and vigorous and not to come. I'm not talking about kvetching old. I'm not talking about that. Maisha and I speak about my tata would play tennis in his 70s. He never once said, I'm old. He would grind it out. So I'm not talking about kvetchy and calling yourself old. I'm not saying that. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about that life has tasks in the present. And you can grieve and talk and be wax nostalgic about the old days. Cool. But also ask, what's the job of today? So when I read the first pasuk, Layaved Oid, was like a jolt. When I read the pasuk, the last 2 years, 50, done. Like, whoa. Then I read the Nebuchadnezzar Sesech Bayomayed. Then I was looking at Rashi, the Ramban. Oh, there's a task for then. You're uniquely designed for something that you couldn't do younger, by the way. And the Rishonim speak about what the jobs are. Machloikis, the Ramban, and Rashi. Could you have done it younger? Could you not? It's a sugya. But it hit me, there's a task of now to embrace that you're uniquely designed for now. It's interesting. Rev Ezi, it's a yard site. Rev Ezi told me many things about Rev Trank. His yard site's this week. I want to share something like that. Many things. Rev Ezi doesn't even know that this hit me a lot. He said it in passing, and I read it about him, and it hit me a lot. Rev Trank was a very good athlete. And Rev Trank would play ball with Camp Monk. He was involved in the sports. And at a certain age, Rev Trank he always was on the courts playing with the Chevra. That was like a big thing he did. And at a certain age, how old was he, Rev Ezi?
91, do the math. I'm not bad at math.
How old was he about?
TNT.
How old was he? How old was he then? You once told me the age he was. But he always played ball with the Chevra, was very involved in the sports. And in his 40s, one day, and I'm not saying to do this, my tata played ball till he was 78, till the end of his life. I'm not coming for ages, when yes, when no. But it fascinated me. There was an age Rev Trank was playing ball to guys, and one day, zero, no more. And he still was as connected and was what? They're different stages, different ages, different avodas. It moved me a lot, Ari. There was something about it that moved me, but it wasn't like, if it's like he's old, he was young. He was young till the... I met him, and as he described, he was energetic and young. There are ages and stages and jobs and things you're built for. There was something about it that was very, very moving. He took his kaychas, they didn't disappear. He put them certain places, and there are ages and stages. These psukim of the 50, it's especially, I thought this is especially appropriate to guys who are leaving, not in the way of not grieving. Well, there's a time for everything. I'm talking about grieving and being sad and missing something. I don't like cheap things. I don't want to like say, it's sad. I'm very sad. You changed the whole yeshiva, Avram. Your mom has changed the yeshiva. You're a beautiful person whose journey lifted up. You lifted up the yeshiva. And it's difficult. To me, it's difficult that in 1 week, I have three Avrams in line. It could be true on all. Four Avrams. Avram. Just one big Avram chain. Five Avrams. Who would shayach on all the Avrams? I don't know, the leaving we have to figure out. It could be all five Avrams will be in Refishers next. Woo! It's possible.
Wow.
It's possible.
Oh, yeah.
The back Avram may be a dorm counselor. I didn't, we'll see. We're going to work it all out.
Okay. But,
okay. We may keep this Avram. We're making a koil with Rai Levi. I'm working on a koil. I want more learning in the Beis Medrash. And we're making a first Seder koil next year with Rai Levi. He's going to start being here. He's going to move to Waterbury to run a koil. I'm recruiting Ari Ivry like crazy for this. Maybe even Avram. Maybe even pulling an Avram to have this mamish, to have this koil. But we'll see. But I want to say on all five Avrams that I'm not saying it in the way, Avi. Avi, you did crazy things here. You cashed to Rai with Snicker. You just a smile, the chiyus. To grow in the way you grew, Avi Reichman, in a positive, happy, simchadik way, in a beautiful, honest way, close to Rebbeim, with friendship. You grew in like a beautiful way. We'll miss you, and it's worthy of the sadness. I'm not saying this to like... to be cheap, to avoid the sadness. The sadness I have, it's already like heavy, guys leaving, that's heavy. I'm saying the truth of stages, that there's things to do and accomplish, and we're built and we have stages, not to be afraid to grab the next challenge. But again, I'm not saying it not to mourn, not to miss, not to even be nostalgic. That's worthy, that's valuable. I am saying, I'm telling you the story of me learning these psukim. I'm reading a pasuk, you're done at 50. And I read it last year, and I read it again this year. I'm 51. Levi, 50, lo yavid oid. When I read that pasuk, I was like, then I read the next one, v'shar yisacha boyomad, I have a job for you. There's yet a task. There's an avaida. There's an avaida of now. I see people that nail the avaida of now. That like nail it. It happens to be somebody's like a very strong grandparent. I admire that. And there are people, you could all point to grandparents who like nail it. They're involved. They're present. They take it seriously. It's a beautiful task. My grandmother, I have two. I was zaych. One of my grandmothers I grew up. She didn't have a husband. She was very powerful in my life. My other grandmother was like a mother figure in my life. I had parents, but together was a very powerful force in life. There's an avoda of now. There's an avoda task of now. I'm moved by that. That Levium, as they go through stages, you're designed for something uniquely of now. I saw my father. My father taught 11th grade for 46 years. And then he left that job and he became a Reish Kollel to Waterbury guys. And it was a different task. And for 46 years, he did one job. But I saw somebody who nailed the new job. Who nailed it. He was nostalgic and missed being a Rebbe and spoke about that. And yet he had a task. He was a Reish Kollel. He did something different and bonded and connected. There's an avoda of now. I like whenever we can ask ourselves, what's the avoda now? Miss and feel, but I have an avoda and I'm sorry? Yeah. Embrace it. And there's a specific avoda of now. Don't be afraid of that. Yes. I wanted to share this because this is what struck me in the parasha reading about the journey of the Levium. So I did want to share that and express that we're confident. I look at a guy nailed, Avram, the way you nailed this period gives me tremendous confidence. You'll nail the next periods. All the Avrams, all five. You'll nail the next periods as well.
What if you are afraid?
What'd you say?
What if you are afraid?
I'm not coming to speak against afraid. I'm coming to say there's an avoda now. Every stage has an avoda. There's something designed for you now. Hashem has a plan. So I just tell you, when I read the psukim 15, not this, whoop. But then the next pasuk gave a chizuk of the yes. Then I was like studying Rashi and the Ramban and thinking about this an avoda now. I think about the people I've witnessed who've nailed next stages and moved and gotten it. I think about the Rebbe who didn't let people retire. People certainly changed their jobs, but the Rebbe's point was, what's the job of now? There's never a period you have no job. There's no such thing. There's a task of now. Nail it. Figure it out. Find the task of now. What is the task of now? And nail it. So I'm not talking about not being afraid or not being sad. I'm not addressing that. I am addressing that Hashem designed us for a task of now. Avram, is that fair? Yeah, it hits me that it's not meant as like to take away emotion. There's a truth to this, and I've seen people the Rebbe would speak, feel not retiring. The Rebbe wasn't saying that the guy at 84 could do what he did at 60 or at 40. He can't. He was saying, so what's your job? Let me hear your job. The Rebbe would demand this of his close chassid. No, what's your job now? So one guy learned in Kollel one Seder. One guy was busy with his grandchildren. One guy ran a chassid organization. He didn't let people retire, stop one job, till they had already like found their tafkid. He was saying, you're here, you're designed for something. So let's be busy with that. Let's embrace that. Let's get busy with that. Let's nail that. That's what I wanted to share with the Chevra. Yeah. Thank you, Chaim. How long have you been in Yeshiva, Chaim? What? 2 glorious years. Amazing. I saw Gedalia. He came in Baltimore. Me and Gabe made something for the alumni in Baltimore, and Gedalia came.
That's how I came.
It's true. Gedalia Gelb is the Shadchan that gave us Chaim. I loved him before. Now he gave us Chaim. I love him even more so. Thank you, Gedalia. Thank you, Chaim. Akiva, you're like a cheat code. In sports, there's certain players who, besides being a great player, are coaches also. Name an athlete who's a shtickle coach on the court. Who just said it? Say it loud. Bill Russell, good one. Give a current one. A current player who's, besides a player, he's a coach also. Good call.
Chris Paul.
Chris Paul, good call. Did he retire? He did? That's it? I like the point guard. I feel like Akiva was a cheat code because he's like a dorm counselor, a Rebbe, or a Shashiva, and he's a Bacher in the Yeshiva. Wow. I was watching Friday night on Leil Shabbos Kodesh. The way Akiva was managing the dorm, the Einig, you were a big part of that beautiful Einig in the Carlton, and the way you were there and helping other people. Thank you, Akiva. Thank you. Asriel, who's getting you next year? Who's getting you next year? We'll see. I'm thankful you're here right now. Thank you, Asriel. Thank you, Asriel. Yeah. Does the Chevra think we should do volleyball today? What is the Chevra holding? Should we put up that volleyball net in at 4:30? Do volleyball? We need to get it up first. Maish, what do you hold about doing it? Shims, you can arrange it goes up one court. Then we could do a tournament or. Who knows how to get a Chaim? You're handy. Chaim could get one. Could you try? It could be complicated. Huh? There's pulleys and tugs. Is it there? You can put it up, Maish? Who's in? Would some guys, Avram, you'd be, some of that, you would play volleyball? Avram, you'd play? Let's do it. Ari, you're a volleyballer? Let's play volleyball. I want to play. Can we play together, Ari? Avi, you'd be down for some volleyball? You're trying to play basketball. Would you play some volleyball, Beach? Asriel, you'd play? I want to play, Asriel. Shimon, you'd play?
Today's the day Miriam.
Is that true? Ben, let's put on the chats. Ezra, can we put that on the chat? 4:30 volleyball with Ben and Dan Kalish. Avi, you're allowed to play. You're the finger. Avi, you're allowed to play volleyball. Gersh, you'd be down for volleyball at 4:30? Well, Keeks, you'd be down? Maish, you're down? Okay, Gabe, 4:30, some volleyball? I'm going to speak to all three right now. Morty, 4:30 volleyball? Put it out. Ruven Yaina, you'll play. Bring Gary also. Okay, we'll stop. Shkaya Chevra. 4:30.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.